Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 86 for Friday, October 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished stronger Friday, taking strength from gains in U.S. soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 higher, with the November contract coming in at $472.50 per ton. Prices were supported after production estimates from Statistics Canada were released Friday morning that came in below expectations. Many traders felt the report could have pegged this year's canola crop at 15 million metric tons, but instead, the report had an estimate of 14.3 million tons. This failed to overwhelm anyone, and the market didn't pay a lot of attention to it. Strength in U.S. soybeans also lent support to contracts. Farmer selling has been sluggish, which also underpinned the market. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger, which made canola less attractive to buyers overseas. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, with the November contract coming in at $8.74 per bushel. Lower-than-expected demand from China continues to weigh on the market. The U.S. Midwest is expected to see good weather conditions for late-maturing soybeans. The weather will be fairly dry, which should help with the harvest. Rains in Brazil have partially delayed soybean planting there. Corn was slightly lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.88 per bushel. Informa Economics is projecting the U.S. corn harvest to come in 13.56 million bushels, which is less than its estimate from last month. The agency believes yields will average 168.4 bushels an acre. On the international front, Brazil is speeding ahead with its planting, while Ukraine has apparently exported 1.4 million metric tons of corn over the past 3 months. Wheat finished lower. The most frequently traded December contract came in at $5.14 a bushel. Large global stockpiles and a flood of cheap wheat from Russia and Ukraine continue to make life difficult for U.S. exporters. The world cash market remains very weak right now and below U.S. prices. Dry weather in Russia and Australia is providing some support, and there are ideas that could grow if the dry weather turns into drought. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.